If you were to drive as far west as you can in Washington, you'd end up on the tip of the Olympic Peninsula between the Strait of Juan de Fuca and the Pacific Ocean. And you'd be in Clallam County. This place has made a name for itself in national politics. Clallam is now the only bellwether county left in the United States. To find out what that means, NWPB's Lauren Gallup went out to a sheep farm in the small town of Joyce to ask about bellwethers and what it's like to live in one.
I'm going to do a little yelling, so.
Okay.
Hup, hup. Come on, sheep. So yeah, someone will kind of lead the way.
And yell as much as you need to. It's totally
okay.
I'm at the Sawtooth Ranch in Joyce, Washington. Joyce is a small town on Highway 112. Billy Fortini and his husband, Devin Peterson, are taking their flock of sheep out to pasture. One sheep, Delphine, is the first to get up. She gets the rest of the gals moving.
Sorry, can you say what you just said again?
One of them will act like the bellwether and be the leader, and the rest will kind of follow along. So, yeah.
Did you hear what Billy just said? He called one of the sheep a bellwether. Before coming here, I had only ever heard that word in political conversations, but it actually comes from sheep farming. Sheep herders would hang a bell around the neck of a castrated male sheep to have him lead the flock. Those guys are called wethers. Put a bell on a wether and you get a bellwether, the leader. Anyways, here at Sawtooth Ranch, they don't need all that. These Icelandic sheep are kinda democratic. Whoever feels like being the leader, the rest will follow. Sawtooth Ranch is located in the last bellwether county in America. Clallam County. Outside farming circles, bellwether means a predictor. In politics, it's a community that predicts the outcome of an election. Imagine living in a place where that happens. Every year since 1980, most of your neighbors have voted for the person that ends up being president. From Reagan to the first Bush, then Clinton, then younger Bush, Obama, Trump, and now Biden, this county, just like this country, has sent them all to office. Clallam is a small, remote county. It's the farthest west you can go in Washington. A little over 77,000 people live here. And it's this place that for the past 40-some years has been like a little mirror to the rest of the country. But why? Clallam County is more than 100 miles long. You can visit Olympic National Park here. It's known for its beauty and for its wilderness. Port Angeles is its biggest town, and that's where we're heading next.
You can see the Cascades going all the way up through British Columbia, all the way to the north. It's insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is David Brownwell. He's a historian. I met him about 20 minutes away from the Sawtooth Ranch at the North Olympic History Center, which is in an old elementary school on the hilltop of Port Angeles. If you look north, you'll see the water. South, you'll see the mountains. This is where he works.
Both Clallam County and Jefferson County have this weird thing where, you know, up until very, very recently, it was much easier to get to one end of the county by boat than it was by car.
Port Angeles is in the east end of the county, and with its neighbors Sequim, this part is known for being more liberal. Then there's the west end. That's where Forks is. That area is more isolated. It's known for being more conservative.
So, you know, you end up with a county that parts of it, you know, are somewhat disconnected from other parts, and you end up with, I guess I would define it as kind of culturally distinct areas, you know.
Brownwell says there are a lot of different people who have made this place home over the years. There are 4 federally recognized indigenous tribes in the county. There were a lot of settlers, some with ties to the federal government.
So you kind of have these different groups moving in that all have these different ties and political beliefs.
There are people that made their living working in the timber industry. And then there are people that make their living from the great recreation spaces here. And now, with the option to work remotely, a lot of people are moving here from bigger cities.
I think that's kind of how we ended up as being like the fulcrum in the political seesaw that is this country.
In the 2020 presidential election, all the other bellwethers left got it wrong. That left Clallam as the last bellwether county standing. So, with so much divisiveness in politics nationwide, what's it like to live in a community with so much political diversity? To start, let's go to a place where there are a lot of different opinions, and people share and listen to them willingly. A few blocks up from the Port Angeles waterfront is the Port Angeles Senior and Community Center. It's a big building with beige siding and a teal blue roof. It took me a minute to find the main door, under a covered walkway next to the big parking lot. When I went in, the lobby was filled with St. Patrick's Day decorations. I ran into a woman that was heading the same place as me, and we rode the elevator up to the second floor. You head to your left, and there, in a small room that faces the water, every Thursday morning, people get together to talk politics. It's the week of Washington's primary elections, and the place is packed. Someone has written the number of ballots sent and ballots counted on a whiteboard hanging on the wall.
You like Trump. Trump said, "I'm your retribution." What can you tell me? What you think that is?
No, I want you to. I don't even know what you're trying to say. So, what
is asking you a question?
I want you to expound on that.
Well, Trump expressed that he wants to get retribution, and so I'm asking you, what do you think he's going to do to achieve that?
18 people, mostly retired and casually dressed, sit around a large, long table. They sip water and coffee. Some have notebooks in front of them, with pens ready. One person has a copy of The Week, another a printed-out article from the Epoch Times.
I'm very concerned that labels divide us with things that aren't true. So,
Elizabeth Clark, I've never heard that. Never heard that.
John Kendall sits at the head of the table with a stuffed paper folder in front of him and a water bottle. He's a former journalist and he moderates the discussion. He says recently the conversations have gotten more lively.
And a lot of that is because just recently we've had Republicans come into the group, because for years, frankly, it was sort of a liberal echo chamber because everybody was a Democrat and everybody was a liberal.
A few months ago, some people in the group went to the Republican County headquarters and asked if anyone wanted to join. Some did. Everyone gets a chance to bring up issues on their mind. Then the rest of the group can respond or ask questions. John calls on people, or they just start interrupting each other.
Sandy. I'm Catherine. When you say we're not taking care of our own and you're bringing up this homeless issue, what suggestions do you have or what is on the table that will take care of that problem?
I'm saying, not you personally, but I am saying that here we are trying to take care of the rest of the world when our own citizens are homeless, drug addicted. Kids in classrooms are not even reading. 11th graders are not reading at fifth grade levels. Talking about our education system.
The March presidential primary was close here. While Biden edged ahead, it was only a difference of less than 300 between votes for a Democrat and votes for a Republican. So that's what the numbers tell us, but what's it actually like to live here? We're going to leave the discussion group for a minute and head out of downtown on Mount Angeles Road. The road takes you into forested neighborhoods in a valley of the Olympic Mountains. Norma Turner has lived here for more than 50 years.
I describe Port Angeles as the end of the road, so people who want to be their own person come here.
She and her husband can see the Olympic Mountains from their living room and kitchen windows.
We came to Port Angeles in 1970, following a couple years in the Peace Corps, and he was a pediatrician. And
since moving here, Turner has made a point to be involved in local politics. She doesn't shy away from sharing her opinions.
Some of us are embarrassed that we're a bellwether because it meant we went for Trump one time, but that's how it is.
Embarrassment aside, Turner says she thinks it's healthy to talk to people you disagree with.
Culturally, in the United States, we have taken politics off the kitchen table. It's not okay to bring up politics when you're in a social setting.
Back in town, out on the Olympic Discovery Trail that runs along the Port Angeles waterfront, near restaurants and hotels, John O'Dowd and Karen Chadwick are enjoying a sunset stroll.
It just seems like there's an increasing rift in the country between people and a decrease and a diminish in our ability to be able to talk to each other if we disagree, which is fundamental in a democracy, that we can at least talk to each other.
The couple moved from San Francisco to Port Angeles a few years ago to take care of Karen's dad. O'Dowd says that what he sees as an increasing divide in the U.S. is disheartening. Down,
and that's really hard to see happening, and that would be a hope of mine, that at least we can start talking to each other as a step towards agreeing with each other. or disagreeing, you know, in a friendly fashion.
Do you think that that sort of discourse can happen in a place like Clallam County where there is a lot of political diversity?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think this is a very good place for that, because people, it's a smaller town, smaller community. We have to live together. I think there's a certain friendliness here as well that allows people to know that, well, my neighbor is a person, not not an enemy. So I think there's a lot of hope for a community like this. Yeah.
Okay. We're leaving the waterfront to get back into the discussion group. This small room in the senior center fills up with voices. Sitting close around the table, they interrupt each other, disagree. It gets loud.
Who was trying to do his job. And Trump was telling us.
I have a question. I wanted to get it away from Trump a little bit, because I think he is such an incredibly divisive figure. There's no way we'll ever agree, most of us here on this. So I would like to ask what the Republican Party platform is, because as we all know, there was none at the last election. They didn't even do a platform. So can you tell me something that this stands for other than Trump?
I would say one of it is to control outrageous spending. I mean, Biden's going to bankrupt the country if he gets a chance. And you talk about Trump being divisive, I would say Biden is the most divisive president we've ever had.
How? There's lots of back and forth like this. But then something else happens. A woman named Lenny Lawn takes the mic.
I really appreciate you guys showing up to a group that was pretty much on the left side and showing up again and again and telling us your view. It's helping me a lot to understand. I completely disagree with everything you say, but it's helping me a lot to try to understand, and it takes fortitude to show up. I just want to say that.
Bravo.
Yeah.
In November, U.S. voters will decide who will become the next president, and we'll find out if Clallam County remains a bellwether. But back on Sawtooth Ranch, it seems the bellwether is always changing. So, I mean, they really do just kind of follow the leader, so wherever they go.
Mm-hmm. They do, yeah. And, you know, there's definitely a couple of standouts in the group who they look to. Uh-huh. And that's typical for Icelandics, is to have a leadership where everyone kind of takes a cue.
Reporting from the last bellwether county, I'm Lauren Gallup.